Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 29.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and I'm so glad to welcome you back to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to run, ride, walk, hike, bike, golf, swim, and ski. If it's fun and keeps us healthy, we're in. The gym is okay if you need a dark and dingy place where you can practice standing in line, but we'd rather be outside having a great time and getting fit without the lines. If you're like us and you like to stay active outside, then you found the right place. In this episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, we're going to talk about a game you probably played in school but might have forgotten about. That's right, if you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. We're talking dodgeball in this episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. And I'll throw down a fitness challenge to keep you focused and motivated this week. Would you like to be on the show? Do you have a story idea, a question, or an opinion that you'd like to share? Well, it's never been easier to be heard. Head on over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/feedback and leave me a voicemail right from your computer. No typing, no phone bill. Just click the big record button and talk to your computer. It's as easy as that.
Way out.
So just about everybody has probably played dodgeball as a kid. I remember the playground at recess would have those big, you know, red, pink rubber balls, and the opposing team would try to hit you, and your job was to dodge and weave and get out of the way. What a great time, and what a great way to release some of that pent-up kid energy that we had. And I got to be honest, I thought that dodgeball was really no different than hopscotch or British Bulldog or any of those other playground games that we played as a